BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Bumble Air Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, who is going to surge ahead on bangers? It's currently 1-1. Also, have you had a curveball sighting of an ex on TV or online, like I have? And the most revealing game on the radio, featuring Alice Levine, it's the Google game.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.
Scott Mills.
One. Right, hope you're all right this afternoon. I'm feeling surprisingly chipper, actually. How about you?
Yeah, good for you. I felt better. Struggling right. A little bit today.
I did tell you guys to pace yourselves because tomorrow is the Radio 1 Christmas party. Last night we just had a little show team Christmas party.
Yeah.
And I double booked with my dad, so my dad was there too. It wasn't as awkward as I thought it was going to be.
I actually quite like bringing a wild card along like that.
I really enjoyed it, and he really did as well, and he said to say thanks to you lot.
I think there'll be loads of people around the UK who had their work Christmas party last night, because it kind of happens every night at the moment.
Yeah.
And are just trying to get through today.
Yeah. There'll be loads of people sat at their desk right now like, ugh. But like, I'm not that guy today.
And no, you are surprisingly fresh.
I so often am, but today I'm not.
Highlight of last night for you?
Because
I've got one that really stands out for me, so much so I made a note of it at the time so we could talk about it.
I don't really have a highlight. I thought it was all good. I really enjoyed it.
Do you remember when you ordered your food?
Right. Let's not do that.
Yes, it was amazing. The moment of the night. So, acting
this
as
was quite early on.
Bit of a baller, you decided to go for some duck liver pate. To start with, duck liver pate. Someone's doing well.
That's not a baller thing. That's not baller. That's just Christmas. Everyone has pate at Christmas. Do they not? It's on, right?
Duck.
That's quite a standard pate.
So bear in mind, your dad was sat there as well. And, you know, there was only like five or six of us. You ordered the duck liver pate.
Yeah.
The problem is when you came to order it, you changed the word liver to lover.
Yeah.
And the word duck
to something similar. Now, that was an honest mistake. But my dad was sat right opposite me.
And he was like, don't worry, son, I do that kind of thing all the time.
Oh, right.
Which was dead weird as well.
I might have the same pate, actually, son.
Oh, don't say that.
And now that just makes my dad think that I'm thinking of that all the time.
I know.
So, sorry, Dad. Literally, really bad slip of the tongue.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so someone sent me this video yesterday. And you know when people just pop up when you're least expecting it and you've probably not seen them for a while? This is a curveball, right? I've just shown you the video, haven't I?
Yeah.
So it's all over Facebook, this, and I think it's on TV as well. It's doing the rounds on social media. One of my exes is in an advert. I think it's on TV as well.
Yes.
And one of my, loads of my mates have been sending it to me going, look, it's insert name. And the advert's for a really popular, like, phone, TV, and broadband company.
You're narrowing it down to the point where I think people will be able to find the person.
I just wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no stress with it at all. Like, I've got no beef.
No.
But it was just, you know, when someone pops up, you're like, oh, why are they in an advert?
Well, especially when it's not really what they do.
No.
They're not an actor. Not that's really got anything to do with it, because it's still an ex. It's just odd when an ex pops up somewhere. I mean, it's bad enough if, say, you're out and about and you see your ex across a shopping centre or something like that.
But
that's
on
bad.
TV or, yeah. or on Facebook in an advert.
Weird.
Sat there with his current boyfriend as well.
Oh, really?
Which is nice, yeah. Well, I just showed you it.
Oh, yeah, but I wasn't sure what the
I think
story
so.
Was there.
Well, I don't know, do I?
Are you jumping to assumptions?
I think so.
I reckon lots of people will have this with Take Me Out. There must be a moment where suddenly you've broken up with someone and you've gone, oh my God, they're on Take Me Out.
Yeah. Oh, right. Everyone's saying that I went out with Kevin Bacon now.
It's not Kevin Bacon. But let's not narrow it down like this, otherwise...
No, yeah. Let's not even go there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we all stop guessing who the guy is in the advert? Who's my ex, please? Thank you.
Is it Usain Bolt?
No.
Some people are asking.
Not Ryan Reynolds either.
Is it the Woe Compare
No, guy? It's not him.
That'd be great. He must be someone's ex, though.
Right, exactly.
What an awesome ex to
I know.
Have.
I used to go out with the Woe Compare guy, actually.
Yeah.
Loads of people have... Quite a lot of people have turned on Take Me Out and seen their ex on there.
Yeah.
While sat with their current.
It's just tricky. If you haven't talked for ages and then you completely get blindsided by an appearance from your ex, a curveball appearance from your ex.
Who's the guy from the Plusnet advert?
I'm not sure.
Right.
But it's not him.
It's not him, no.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, right. So I've just seen the Plusnet guy. I'm sure he's a lovely guy, but I feel slightly offended that some of you might think that.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, this has happened to loads of people, not just me. Proper curveball sightings of your exes. Duncan.
Hiya.
Where does your ex suddenly appear?
My grandparents' care home.
Okay. What?
Yeah, I took my new girlfriend to visit my grandparents at their care home. Right. And my ex-girlfriend was working there.
I thought the ex might have been a resident.
How old are you, Duncan?
21.
Right, there we are. So I doubt that Duncan's girlfriend would have been in there.
Well, no, it could have been an older lady.
That is a curveball. Anyway, go on.
I dated her maybe 6-7 years ago.
Right.
She lived in Hull, and it turns out that since then she's moved to Birmingham and taken up a job at a care home.
Yeah, so you go to visit the grandparents, suddenly ex appears. Ridiculous.
Yeah. That was a bit of an awkward situation for me there.
Yeah, I bet. And what did the ex-girlfriend say to the new girlfriend?
They didn't really say anything.
No.
But there were looks exchanged.
Yeah, well, I got a talking to in the car later for not formally introducing.
Oh, did the new girlfriend realise that was your ex, or did you try to style it out?
No, she realised pretty much straight away.
They can always tell.
They can always tell.
I think everyone has that sixth sense, so you can sort of sense a vibe between people, can't you? Even if they're not saying anything necessarily, you know that they've been at it.
Sometimes happens at my parties, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little vibe going on.
You can kind of tell that two people have met each other before.
Yeah, and that they're not very keen on each other.
I had this experience recently with a Radio 1 presenter that I was out having a drink with and introduced him to someone else that I know and realised that actually they definitely knew each other from before.
What, from dating?
Yeah, they sort of smiled at each other.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, oh, God. And I felt so awkward.
Bex, where did you see your ex, please?
So I saw him on Facebook.
Right, well, that's quite normal, isn't it? Unless you get rid of him.
No, so he lives in Australia and we broke up 3 years ago. I never heard from him and saw him again. And then about a couple of months ago, everyone started sharing this viral video on Facebook.
Right.
And it was him that had made it. So, yeah, my ex went viral in Australia and just appeared on my newsfeed.
Oh no. And you've not heard from him or seen him for 3 years?
Yeah, I got away with it for 3 whole years.
And I always like to find out what they're looking like 3 years later. How was it?
It was satisfying, actually.
Was it? Okay. and what was the viral video?
So it was all these, like, muscly Australian guys talking about their favourite machines at the gym.
Right. And then he was like, my favourite is curls for the girls.
No, he's not that smooth.
Right. So he was one of the muscle men, was he?
No, he was not.
Oh.
So they were all saying, like, my favourite machine is, like, the bench press or whatever. And then he comes up at the end and he's like, oh, my favourite machine is the vending.
Oh.
And he's all, like, pale and chubby and it's really funny.
Do you want to hear it?
Have you found it already?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got it right in front of me here.
Howdy, my name's Stephen. My favourite machine is the pec deck.
That's not your boyfriend.
Hey, my name's Kurt. My favourite machine at the gym would have to be free weights.
Not your ex.
My name's Ed. My favourite machine at the gym is the cables.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys. My name's Bo. My favourite machine is the leg press.
Bo, yes.
Not your ex.
Hey, guys. Ryan John. My favourite machine is the vending.
Oh, right. Yeah, I see him.
Yeah.
It is quite good.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Sorry.
Also, he's not even that chubby.
Yes, he is.
To the others who were, ripped.
Yeah. That was a nice little treat for me 3 years on.
Good curveball sighting, though.
I know, it was hilarious and horrendous at the same time. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Imagine seeing your ex on The One Show doing a Rubik's Cube really quickly and you've not seen them for years.
Weren't expecting that.
Really not? Just watching The One Show one night. Why are they doing Rubik's Cube really quick? Hi, Mary.
Hello.
So you had a curveball sighting of an ex, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Go on.
A guy that I was seeing briefly, shall we say, was a bit of a budding actor.
And
One Christmas, a few months later, I was with my then boyfriend and his family at their house on Boxing Day, and this guy appeared in an advert. It popped onto the screen, and my then boyfriend, really loud in front of his whole family, was like, oh, you know that guy quite well, don't you, Mayor?
Oh, so you couldn't keep it to yourself. The current boyfriend knew that was the ex.
Yeah. Yep. It was so embarrassing. Cue a lot of questions and a lot of very awkward conversations.
Oh. That's also happened to me.
Ex on TV.
And the current boyfriend was not keen on him.
Oh, remember? Right. Yeah.
Every time he came on TV, he's like, oh, let's switch that off.
Or you pretend that you hate the show.
Yeah. Oh, what a rubbish show.
Oh, no, this show's awful.
Turn this over.
It could be the greatest show ever.
Yeah.
Something really epic, and you'll say it's rubbish.
And they recycle it every Christmas, and this advert comes on every Boxing Day.
Oh, what's the advert?
Yeah, what's he advertising?
It's for Gardner Haskins. It's a furniture shop.
Oh, and what is he doing it?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, if he doesn't hear it. He's a boxer, and he says, come on, Haskins, show me what you got.
Oh, no.
So embarrassing.
This is so good. And is it still on every Christmas?
I think so, yeah.
Is it like a local advert, or is it all over the country?
I think it's probably local, because it's for a shop in Bristol. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I can't wait to see him, though. I'm going to try find it.
Right, let's try and YouTube that immediately.
Yeah. Or if anyone sees it over the festive time, let's... Yeah.
I just want to see what he looks like now.
Yeah, intrigued.
Good to speak to you, Mary.
Thank you.
Are you expecting it to happen again over Christmas?
I might just keep the telly off, I think.
Yeah. All right, love you, bye.
Thank you,
everybody. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, yeah, it's the Who event calendar. People seem to really enjoy this. So it's like your average advent calendar, but every day, Santa opens another door, and behind it is something you probably haven't heard of or thought of or spoken about for a while. Who?
What day are we on today?
14, isn't it?
Whoa.
On our Christmas Eve show, I think we're going to have like a big one because, you know, in the Christmas Eve advent calendar, it's always a bigger chocolate.
Yes.
So it needs to be an even bigger Who. Okay. Oh, so we're going to finish next week. Still got a few left, though. So, Santa, in your own time, please open today's door, door 14. Thank you.
The Who event calendar with Scott Mills. Ready, door number 14.
What's this? This is mad. What's this?
Join me as we take a journey through the highs, the lows, the tears and the tantrums of this thing we know as changing rooms.
Changing rooms with Carol Smiley. Hi!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Why is he doing 40 of those at the end?
Oh, yeah. There's a bit of this song as well where they're talking over, you know, ding dong, ding dong.
We find it too dong heavy, this song. It's fine, I suppose, but.
It's quite dong heavy.
Actually, it's rubbish, isn't it? But it is Christmas, so. So it's allowed. Paul McCartney, one of the greatest musicians of all time, comes out with that. Oh, please. But it's fine, it's Christmas.
Oh, please.
It's rubbish, come on. When would you ever hear that? Ever? If it wasn't about Christmas, you would never hear that song again. It's also forced fun.
It is quite forced
Massively forced fun. Yeah. But for everyone enjoyed it, I hope you did. Merry Christmas to you and to your kin.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, we've reached midway through the week. After this, only one more Bumbleo left till Christmas Day. Let's do it. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Leave my brand alone. It's based on a similar egg in the Danish royal collection, which Maria would have known from her childhood. But little could she have imagined as she fondled her chicken on that Easter Sunday morning that this was the start of something huge.
This is Constance.
I'm in the bush. I've just found a Pikachu. Can't believe it.
Go on, pigs.
Classic.
Right.
Get a bit of steak.
A bit of steak, yeah. The food is fantastic there. Like, you can have steak for breakfast, lunch and dinner with spuds if you like that.
Birmingham. 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 Birmingham.
Bamboleo, bamboleo. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Yeah, yeah.
Bamboleo, bamboleo. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Come on then, where are you? 8-1-9-9.
It's quite sloth heavy, that gap,
it was,
so to speak.
He was on. Okay, we got John in Kent. Ash has been on. Really fancies a bit of shtick now, actually.
A little shtick. It's halfway through the week. Feels
Sam,
good.
Sam driving to work in Coventry, shaking his Christmas baubles off. Aaron and Young bumbling all the way through Ipswich. Liam and Mike having a little midweek dance in the Garden of Maidstone. Will and the Tractor and Philby, yes, Queen. So Andy is bumbling his hedges off. He's just cutting some hedges in Cheshire. You got anyone?
Yeah, Alex in Southampton shaking his Stevens off at work.
Good.
Before going to Barcelona tomorrow. Barcelona tomorrow. Nice.
On the way home for Christmas to Nottingham with my dad. That's Lucy.
Bumbleo.
A cheeky bumbleo after 3 weeks off. I miss you guys, says Chris in Rotherham. Jake in Derby driving home already. Sam on the plough, loving a good bumbleo.
Clappy bit.
Oh, God.
40 of those.
Yeah.
And one more time.
Bumbleo.
Epic gap today, lads, from Will in Glasgow in his van having a little bumbleo. Zoe behind her boss in the car.
Bumbleo.
Richard on his beet harvester, standard.
Always.
Cal in Durham. Ian and Goldbourne. Lucy the dog walker off of Bolton.
Yeah, off and on. And shout out to Ben in Basingstoke as well.
And Tim bumbling his hangover off after the staff Christmas party.
Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Adam.
Hello.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
I think it's fine to say that to everyone you meet now, right? Or speak to.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, you're probably the first guys, but I'm happy.
Well, welcome along.
I think now is time to start saying it.
Whereabouts do you live?
In Great Yarmouth, Norfolk.
Oh, yeah. And what are you doing?
I am in bed and I should be doing university work. Got an assignment due. And I am instead listening to the radio and doing nothing else.
Okay,
you're doing the kind of stereotypical student thing. Woke up about an hour ago.
No, I've actually been awake for ages because my girlfriend goes. She works at a school, so I have to be up then for her to leave.
And then you went back to bed.
Pop back to bed for a little bit.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So are we the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for you today?
No, I did listen to Grimmie earlier.
Okay.
Then I zoned out for Clara, I'm afraid.
Okay.
You should be happy with that. Thanks very much.
And what are your plans for the evening? Plans for tonight?
I'm working. I'm doing the midnight show of Star Wars.
What do you mean you're doing it?
As in, I work at the cinema and I have to sell the tickets, give them the food and let them go and enjoy their time while I sit around cleaning for the next few hours.
You'll be able to see it, right?
Pardon?
You'll be able to see the film.
Well, not there and then, I won't. I'll have to wait.
You know, in the cinema, can you see everything that's going on in there from where you are? Like, is there infrared cameras? What can you see?
No.
Yeah,
we,
just wondering.
We don't see that much because independent cinemas is quite small, so we have to actually go up into the screen to see what's going on.
Right, okay. So just to confirm, you can't see what's happening.
Yeah, what I mean is if I'm sitting there on the chair, can you see what I'm up to?
I can when I walk in, and that's one of our jobs is to make sure people aren't doing things they shouldn't be.
Right,
okay, just checking.
Yeah.
But my main issue is when they come out of the cinema.
Right.
They talk about it.
Right.
It's just like, no, please shut up. don't say anything.
And do you say that to them as they're walking out? Oh, just please shut up.
I have had to say it to one person when I first started working there when they were watching Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Okay, well, good. Employee of the year.
Okay. Shut up.
Shut up.
Right, bangers, yeah. Let's do this.
Okay, this is what I've got for you. I wanna be the one you call every day and night. I need you 100%.
100.
100. Duke DeMond. Probably his best work.
Duke DeMond. What a dude. From the same place as me, I think. Someone told me that, yeah. Okay.
Not as much of a dude as Anton Powers, though.
True. Do you know what? He is king of Liverpool.
Yeah.
Like, seriously big up there.
He's like the king of Liverpool.
Okay, love him. Nice guy. Adam, you can have that, or you can have my choice, which is this. Well, you can tell
everybody. Oh. Yeah, you can tell
everybody. Real good feel-good song, this. This is Allo Black, the man.
Allo Black.
Allo Black. You know that food? Is it aloe
vera?
No, not aloe vera.
Aloe vera.
It's, aloe. And then, am I right in thinking it's pronounced shat? Shat.
Aloe shat.
The you know the food?
Yes, off of Indian.
Yeah. So whenever I order it, I can't help but go aloe
shat. What is it? Is it like potatoes and spinach and that?
I think so. Anyway, let's move on.
Anyone who knows the Indian food, please,
so
please
Adam,
let us know.
You've got to choose Scott's song today or my song, and let's get this done quickly.
I don't know. They're both really good, and when I first heard Scott's, I thought it was going to be a no-brainer.
Oh.
But then, I think Chris had a good one as well. And the issue is, it's the middle of the week. It's, you know,
important decision.
This is going to be the decider, really. It could be the decider.
Yeah.
Building up your part here.
I'm going to have to go.
Oh, shut up. I'm just doing what you do to people.
I'm going to have to go with, for my cousin Tim's birthday today, I'm going to have to go for Chris.
Yes, oh, shut happy birthday, up. Tim. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man.
This is Radio 1. Allo Black. Winning today's bangers. Deep down in your gut, though, you know I was robbed there.
Not really, no.
You do, though.
No, that's a good song.
What's banging about this? Only the bin lid closing behind it says Mark in Woking.
The only problem is, when someone chooses whatever banger they choose, it's all moany texts afterwards.
Not always.
Well, generally. Generally, it's people moaning because, you know, the one they wanted didn't get on.
Many people saying I should call the police today. Been robbed.
Do you think I would have got the same the other way around?
I don't know, actually. Fair play. Like, I'm in a Christmas mood today. It's all good.
2-1 on bangers. I'm winning.
You are winning, yes. The Scott Mills Daily. It's Wednesday and Alice Levine is here, as she so often is.
Don't say it like that, like I'm just lingering around. You do invite me on the weekly.
Yeah, you're not just hanging around the corridors.
So many people are calling me Alice Levines now, you know.
Are they?
Stop pluralising it.
Sorry, Levines. Okay, so we're all here today to play the Google game. Ready, Alice? Ready, Chris?
Ready.
I'm ready.
We get given the start of a sentence typed into a search engine that rhymes with Woogle. And as you know, when you start typing a question in, it auto-completes some answers for you, like the most popular ones come up. So we will get given the start of a question. We have to work out what one of the most popular answers will be on the search engine.
It's a very exposing game. Do you remember when we last played this one, Alice? All sorts of stuff comes out.
I know. And actually, things that you think are going to be pretty innocent, and then you really discover, some dark tales.
So let's have today's start of the sentence typed into the search engine, please.
Is it wrong to like...
Oof.
This is not going to go well.
Right. Where do we start with this one, then? Who wants to start?
Is it wrong to like more than one person at the same time?
Oh, that's deep.
Big question.
Whilst you're going out with someone?
Not necessarily. Sometimes you like two and not one, don't you?
Okay. Mm. Well, let's answer it right now. Is it wrong, do we think?
Is that wrong?
I don't think it's wrong to like two people, fancy two people.
No, I think you can fancy lots of people, can't you?
But if you're going out with someone, then that's wrong. If you fancy someone else,
you can fancy someone, though.
Can you, though?
Yeah, because people all the time are like, oh, look at them, they're nice, aren't they? And you're like, oi, oi, keep your eyes over here, sweetheart.
So with some people, it's fine to say you fancy other people. With others, they absolutely hate it.
Well, you have to pretend that you don't?
Yeah. Okay. Even though everyone clearly does.
Because everyone looks at the people up and down. Do you know what I mean? Like, you see that all the time. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, like that. But it doesn't mean you, like, want to love them forever. It's just like you like what you see.
Window shopping.
Yeah.
Yes, come on.
But, like, who in this room, and we don't have to say, we just put our hands up, who do we think in this room is in a relationship where it's absolutely not allowed to say that you fancy someone else?
I think we'd all agree with that.
Oh, two people in the room there. Obviously, the listeners don't know how many people are in here. It could be hundreds.
But I agree. For all the people, could be me, could be other people, that put their hands up then, I agree with all of those.
Do you?
And yeah.
I think the problems come with the word fancying.
Right.
Because you can be with someone. I think using the word fancying suggests that you want them.
Right. But hang on. You said the other day that you showed your girlfriend a picture of Chris Pratt from our Playground Insults.
Yes.
And she was like, he's fit.
Yeah. It doesn't really work so much the other way around with me.
Oh, but too much. all right. But mate, it's something that you probably wouldn't say.
It's not probably something I would get away with saying so much.
But she's fine to say.
You're right, though. Some relationships, they love it. They're all like, you know, very open about the situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I tend to not be in those ones.
I think that's quite rare.
Yeah.
That one. So is it wrong to like two people at the same time? Or that could be quite a popular one put in. Is it wrong to like ham and pineapple on pizza?
That is a good one.
It's a divisive one, though, isn't it?
But it's not wrong.
Well, you'll be able to say, Alice, because you know all about the foods.
Okay.
It's not like a strictly traditional one, is it? So people get well angry because fruit on pizza.
Well, it's very traditional in Hawaii, I hear. I don't think it actually
is. That's not true.
But I do think it is okay because often the sweetness of the fruity pineapple is going to bring out the lovely salty taste.
Of the ham.
Of the ham or the bacon in some cases. So I actually think that they're a beautiful marriage.
Mm. I bet she's never had a Hawaiian.
Have you ever had one?
If you've ever had a ham and pineapple pizza.
I totally have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I
have. Not true.
Have you ever eaten popcorn chicken?
Oh, no, I don't like. I like the wings. Or I like a thigh.
Yeah, I don't actually believe that eaten a pizza which doesn't have, say, like prosciutto or truffle.
Also,
truffle!
I bet you've never even had chicken on the bone.
Are you joking?
I bet you think that's horrendous.
I know, do you know what I do think is horrendous? A chicken breast.
I was at a barbecue recently, well, in the summer, and...
Not recent at all, though.
Not recent. And there were some chicken thighs on the go.
Yeah. Lush.
Which are lush.
Yeah.
David Cameron's favourite, by the way. Do you remember that?
No.
There was a video of him going, it was him cooking at home, and he was going, I prefer the thighs, they're much more juicy. And that's my lasting memory of him.
Where's that?
Yeah, well, look it up. It's him in his, like, Cotswold home, and he's going, I prefer the thighs, it's a lot juicier. Like, that's what I remember from...
Is that why you now buy them?
Yeah. I think it's helped. Anyway, the chicken thighs came out at the barbecue and someone at the barbecue went, ugh, who has chicken on the bone?
No.
Yeah.
What, too posh to nibble around the bone?
But they weren't even posh.
I don't understand then.
I don't get it.
So have you had a pizza from like a Womanos?
Not for a long time.
No, you haven't. Right, well, we need to make this happen.
Someone just told me that the video is called Dave Cam. Is that true? Right, we'll get that on in a minute. Anyway, where were we with, is it wrong to like?
Well, I was saying, is it wrong to like ham pineapple pizza? Because if I ever order it, I feel like I'm being judged. I feel like people
frown. Why? Because do you think it's a controversial combination?
Yeah, I don't know. It just sort of riles people up, doesn't it? I don't know why.
You love it or hate it, don't you?
Yeah, but you don't need to worry so much about other people, surely. The
Scott Mills Daily. Okay, let's make a decision. So, is it wrong to like more than one person? Is it wrong to like ham and pineapple on a pizza? Or let's throw in, is it wrong to not like chicken on the bone?
I think everyone's played this one a little safe. I mean, is it wrong to? I think we could really go to some great places with that.
Well, yeah, let's go straight to your place. Is it wrong to like sniffing socks?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the cheeky No.
The what?
No, nothing.
No, 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 come on.
No, no, don't worry.
This game is for honesty.
No, 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 I can't.
But what?
No, that's fine. We'll okay. just leave it at that. Oh, is it wrong to like the...
Yeah. I know what you mean now.
Is it wrong to like...
I wasn't expecting that.
Is it wrong to like sniffing socks? Yeah, we're not going to entertain that one next time we do that.
What are we going for? Come on, we need an answer.
Is it wrong to like... I've just written down eating cat food.
Do you eat cat food?
No.
Have you done it?
No, I didn't.
I have.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I've used to do it as an on-air feature.
You used to do it as an on-air feature?
Yeah. I used to eat both cat and dog food. It's perfectly safe for human consumption.
But what was the purpose? To try and turn into a cat?
Can't remember. It was years ago.
It was one of those.
Have you ever tried to open cat food on a hangover? The worst. Anyway, right, what are we going for? We need an answer.
Well, I think the pizza one's going to be the most common one.
Okay.
I think it's a curveball, but it's often good in this game to go a bit out there. So, yeah, okay, let's go for that.
All right.
Is it wrong to like being alone, your own company? Your cousin, someone who has a girlfriend.
Oh, you see, we should have gone for more than one person because that's kind of the same as the girlfriend one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you were so right.
Well, once again, a lot was discussed, but our answers were rubbish.
I love that we found out that you... So you like sniffing socks and you eat cat food?
Oh, we always talk about the sniffing socks thing. That's
gross.
Nothing new.
Thanks, Alice.
Oh, thanks.
Once again, a revealing game.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Innuendo Bingo tomorrow is with all-round good lads and also Justin Bieber support act, Mike Lowry, 1:45. Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills.